Dental Podcast. I'm Jackie Best Crow, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. I'm here with Dr. Steve Moore, the incoming president of the ODA, to hear about his upcoming year as president. So, Dr. Moore, what are you most looking forward to about being president of the ODA?
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me. I guess the thing I'm looking most forward to is going around the state, meeting all the components and a lot of dentists I don't know personally, and give the message of the ODA and what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. So far, what have you learned about leading the ODA with your time on the executive committee?
Wow, the thing I've learned most is there is a ton of things done behind the scenes that I had no idea was going on before I got involved going up the line to become president. It's amazing the amount of work that the staff does for us and the things they do that makes our life so much easier.
Yeah. Do you have any examples of behind the scenes things that you've come across so far?
Well, just something just as simple as organizing the finances and keeping us solid. Organizing the annual session. I had no idea the kind of work that goes behind organizing a meeting once a year. It's amazing. The work, the effort, meeting people, meeting the speakers, vetting the speakers, trying to get vendors to come to the meeting, and just all the work that's done for it. Working with the convention center, the hotels, it's a tremendous amount of work. And the other amazing thing is the work with our legislators and trying to get our mission across, our idea of what should be done to help our patients and our dentists around the state. The legislators have no idea. They hear an issue being presented to them, and without the Ohio Dental Association's input, they think the other side's, got the best idea for our patients. It's oftentimes not true.
Yeah, what has your experience been like speaking with legislators? I know you've testified before on the non-covered services issue. How has that been?
Well, the first time I was extremely nervous. The second time it wasn't so bad. The amazing thing is you've got to understand is we're the experts. They do not understand the issues. They're being pulled at both sides at all times. So you try to present the facts to them and hope they can make the proper decision.
So what do you think will be the most challenging part about being president of the ODA?
Well, for me, I think writing the articles is what I'm most worried about, which doesn't make sense. Just trying to do it a good job, a proper job, to get our mission out, our message out to the people, just to make it look, to do it right. I don't know how to explain it. Just nervous and don't want to mess it up. You want to do what's right for everyone. Yeah.
So why did you decide you wanted to become president of the ODA?
One of my friends, Berta Howard, asked me to get involved. And I thought, well, I got time. I might as well do it. And the more I started, first thing I had was a council on dental care and dental programs. And the more I started participating, the more I liked it, the more I saw what's going on, I understood the issues a lot better. I could understand what our membership dues goes towards, the importance of that. And the more I did, the more I liked it, and I kept getting involved, and then it came where someone asked if I'd want to run for president, and I'm very happy that the Cincinnati Dental Society and the Keeley Dental Society supported me. It was great.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed it.
That's great. So do you have any messages for maybe new dentists or people who aren't as involved for how they could become more involved or what that process is like?
Well, how to become involved, just call any member dentist in your county. We'll be glad to take you to a meeting. But more importantly, I can't understand why they don't get involved. I understand there's a monetary membership, the dues and so forth, but if the only you knew what those membership dues did for you, the young dentist, more importantly, if dentists don't look out for dentists, who else is? So if you are not happy with something, or you are happy with something, get involved, put your 2 cents worth in. We love questions, and ask us questions, give us advice, and get joined and have enjoy the fun. I think probably the best thing of all about me doing what I'm doing, going up the ladder, is the people I've gotten to meet, the great people, Dave O'Shaughnessy, Peg Sissel, the staff, all the staff of the ODA, the dean of the dental schools. He wanted to know me from the Man in the Moon, Paul Casamassimo, Henry Fields, all these great people, brilliant people. There's too many to name. Joe Crowley, the president-elect of the ADA. These people wouldn't have known who I am. I wouldn't have gotten to know them, and they are just wonderful, dedicated stewards of dentistry. So we need more dedicated stewards, so join. Get involved.
Yeah. And actually, our membership renewal season will be coming up this fall, so be watching in the mail for your renewal slips. So what do you hope to accomplish as president of the ODA?
I'd love to think that when I go out and talk to people that it might prompt them to think about, the ones who are not members, think about joining, because it is a great organization. It's not all work by any means. There's a lot of fun, the friendships. I'd like to maybe stimulate people to join, the ones who are sitting on the fence.
Yeah. So why do you think it's important for dentists to become members?
Because it's the most important thing. If dentists don't look out for dentists, no one else is. So get involved, put your 2 cents worth in, get your point across. We do listen.
Thank you for listening to the Ohio Dental Podcast. For more with Dr. Moore, watch for the October ODA Today, which will feature a Q&A with him. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.